Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play action, block from Tyron Smith. Deep middle in stride at the five. Walking in for the touchdown. It's Randall Cobb.
That is Brad Sham. He's on with us every Monday at 8 o'clock. Jerry Jones on with Ben and Skin today at 10:30 right here on your home of America's team. Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy with Cowboy Predictions with you on the fan text right now. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Not too difficult with all of us going 1-0 predicting the Cowboys over the Giants. I thought it would be a beatdown, and we'll see what you do for the Redskins. The spread is 6.5.
5.5 last I saw.
5.5. With an over-under of 47, that's at least one sports book that I looked at.
Yep.
Where are you going with it? Cowboys at Redskins, pregame at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon. Who are you picking and why?
I'm going to pick the Cowboys. They're a better team. And I'm going to take the over in this game. Hang on. No, I'm not going to pick the over at all.
You're right. 5.5 and then 46.5.
Yeah. These games have been 2017 in the past. These have been weird games. Up there, the scoring has been much, 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 much lower. So I'm staying away from the total number, but I think the Cowboys win. I think they would win this game. I'm going to put it at a 28-14, 28-17, somewhere in there. I think it's just like the Giants game. It's a two-score game. It's not going to – I don't envision it to be 35-10. But I do think it's going to be a two-score game. I got the Cowboys winning. It's right, so a better football team.
So you're taking the Cowboys and the points?
Yeah, I would. Let's see. Do I have it as an official? I do not have it as an official degenerate selection.
So you didn't feel great about it?
I don't feel great about it. But in the interest of this, I will say I would take the points.
I'm going to pick the Cowboys about 27-17. I'm taking the Cowboys and the points again. And I feel pretty decent about it. And I'll make a little comparison here. When I grew up in Maryland, D.C., Tony Kornheiser was at the Washington Post. That's where Tony Kornheiser started. And Tony one year started something called the Bandwagon. And I believe it was for the Redskins' 1991 season where they went on to win the Super Bowl with Mark Rippon. And he was just like, I feel like this is going to be a special year. And that is the feeling that I'm getting for this Cowboy team. A Tony Kornheiser bandwagon-esque feeling where you go in a 7-point league, in a 500 league, I get all that, and you beat down people that you're supposed to beat down. And 27-17 isn't a beatdown, but if you win by 10, you're controlling things, and I'm just not scared of the letdown with this Cowboys team. I think they're on a mission. I think they're that much better than the Redskins. The biggest fear I have is Adrian Peterson emotion. His teammates want to run through a wall for him. They're ticked off at the head coach, Jay Gruden. You know that Adrian Peterson is infuriated with the disrespect of being inactive as a healthy scratch for week one, but it's not going to matter. They have a bunch of no-name receivers that we may know very well come Cowboy Monday. When you look at Terry McLaurin, who put up 5 for 125, people are making all these Cole Beasley comparisons to Trey Quinn out of SMU, little white kid who had, 4 for 33 and a touchdown. Doesn't matter. Don't care. They can run it down the Redskins' throat with their injuries, and they can throw it, especially if Josh Norman wants to follow Amari Cooper. And let me say this. Josh Norman is done as an elite corner. If they follow Amari Cooper, Amari Cooper will cut him up. He will shred Josh Norman. The Cowboys will win by at least 7 points. So I'm taking the Cowboys and the points. 877-881-1053. They win in Washington, and we're in here feeling good that they've taken care of business to start off the season like Tony Kornheiser and the Redskins back in 1991.
A lot of confidence on the AutoFlex Leasing fan text. 27-17 Cowboys from the 940. From the 520, Cowboys are going to win big, 42-7. Cowboys defense will have four turnovers and a defensive touchdown. 30.
Mickey Fisher there. I don't think the Cowboys defense will have four turnovers all year.
Right.
Well, they're halfway there already, aren't they?
I was joking, obviously. We don't take it seriously. But, I mean, this is not...
Well, if they keep playing the way they have been, RJ.
This is not a turnover-forcing defense. It's just not.
From the 972, Cowboys 34-17, and Kellen Moore is the New York Giants head coach next season.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing.
Fun prediction.
There is a point where it's like, you want Kellen to do good, not that good, because he ain't going to be here next year if he does that good.
And I have the Cowboys winning 33-13. I think it's going to be a blowout. The more I look at it, the more I just love the matchup. As you mentioned, Sean, they're going to run. How can they not run against a defensive line that is so decimated right now, potentially without Jonathan Allen and his backup? They only have five healthy defensive linemen that weigh over 270. Rest of them are all these outside linebackers around 255, 260. If they want to bring in Cam Fleming, a swing tackle, or they want to go two tight ends with Jarwin and Witten and put Olawale in there, I really think they can do whatever they want running the football. This could be a huge day for Ezekiel Elliott. I think they can attack him however they want, either way. If they want to throw the ball against him, they'll have success doing that. And the Eagles gave a game plan last week that's pretty simple. Get a little bit of pressure on Case Keenum. They can't run the ball without Trent Williams. Eric Flowers is playing guard on the inside. That means that Case Keenum's probably going to have pressure in his face a lot this game. Should have pressure in his face a lot. Cowboys are going to roll.
Here's the thing. I don't know that they're going to run the ball a lot. You know, like, because as Kellen said when he was asked, like, do you like analytics? He was like, I'm young, so yeah. Is he going to run the ball? Well, he's young, so no.
I could see him going up.
He's not.
14-3 early, like with the same type of distribution they had in game one,
right.
60% passing to 40% running, and then just taking it from midway through the second to the end of the game. We can run on you, and we can take the clock, too.
Well, yeah, okay. Now, if you're going to look at it like that, yes, I mean, that's probably what.
Right, run to win, not run to melt.
Yes, yes. No, I'm not saying they're going to run from the jump, but if they wanted to, my point is, if they wanted to, I believe they could, and at some point, they will assert their dominance in the run game in this game.
Yes. They're going to run to win the to run out the clock.
And I hope they had a conversation with Kellen Moore before signing Zeke to say, what's your plan here? And he goes, well, we're going to turn into a throwing offense. I hope that conversation did not take place, and then they went and gave Zeke that money.
That's an interesting question, because if it did take place, that's kind of a misuse of funds. And maybe misuse anyway.
I can't see that conversation. I don't think Kellen would say that. Everything they said was, look, we are who we are. We're going to run the football. We're going to try to dominate up front, and that means, you know, run game to me with Dak taking the next step. So let's see what the run-pass ratio is for Sunday against the Redskins.
Yeah, and remember, last week, so this was the game where they, at the point where they went up 35-10. After that, everything else changed because they tried to run the clock out. Before that, they had 22 plays on first down. They ran 12 of the 22. They passed the other 10. You know, old Cowboys may have done a 14-8. Run pass ratio.
Charles Davis will have the call for Fox. He'll be the Fox analyst on Sunday that you're watching on TV. Charles will join us at 8:20 this morning. Thursday Night Football last night.
Newton in the shotgun. McCaffrey behind him. Snapping Newton starts to leak to the right. They snap it to McCaffrey, who fakes a handoff. Trucks left. Stiff arm.
First down.
It's going to be close at the one-yard line. It'll depend on where they mark it.
The mark is not there, but
this ain't short.
Buccaneer football.
What?
I love when play-by-play guys, or in this case the color guys, jump in without, I don't know, the facts.
Newton in the shotgun. McCaffrey behind him.
Snapping
Newton starts
it.
To leak to the right. They snap it to McCaffrey, who fakes a handoff. Trucks left. Stiff arm.
First down.
It's going to be close.
Ah, first down. It's first down. I can see it from here. It's first down. No, it's not.
So that was the call on Panthers radio. Cam Newton was terrible. He said he needs to look at himself in the mirror. The Panthers are 0-2, and Tampa Bay is now 1-1.
Well, Saying Cam needs to look at himself in the mirror says a lot of things considering how he was dressed last night. I'm not sure he has. He's a problem right now. And I love Cam. I think Cam's tremendous. I just the size he has is just ability. He's a freak. He's a bad NFL quarterback if he's not going to run. If he's going to do what he did last night, he is a bad NFL quarterback. This is a physical specimen with a cannon for an arm. A cannon. An MVP. And he has a big bag of nothing right now.
Let's talk about the pass interference. There's a lot of controversies in this. Why didn't they sneak Cam Newton instead of giving it to McCaffrey? That overhead cam review, that was terrible. I understand that was lightning related with the weather on the Fox broadcast. But late in the fourth quarter, I thought that there should have been a pass interference called on Tampa Bay. All right, Curtis Samuel, the receiver, is going up the right sideline, and it looked like Carlton Davis shoved him 3 yards or 4 yards off his route towards the sideline. Ron Rivera challenged a non-call on the field. This is the Rams-Saints, right? This is the Rams-Saints rule that was put in. Rivera lost the challenge. Officials found no evidence of pass interference. I thought it was definitely illegal contact.
I did too.
Now, I know the standard is basically what they're trying to tell all of us is if you don't have a Saints-Rams incident, it's not getting overturned. Well, that's not the way the rule should be.
No.
That, to me, was a foul.
It was. Now, I do want to know.
Is that reviewable, that play, though? Just I'm seeing some articles saying that foul cannot be reviewed.
Yeah, because you can only it has to review a foul.
Well,
right? You got to review a foul.
Yeah,
penalty.
I think that was actually Al Riveron's explanation at NFL officiating.
The new Dean Blandino.
Yeah, tweeted out a video of Al explaining it, and I believe that was his explanation. I'll pull the audio
All
here.
All right, so, but you know, when you look at that, I do want to know one thing. Did they or would they have looked at the ball and said, yeah, it may have been interference, but that ball was uncatchable anyway? Because that probably was an uncatchable pass. It was so far downfield. But there's no doubt. He ran him off his route. And the receiver has a right to the route. And the defensive back, beyond 5 yards, completely stopped his momentum.
I think he got bumped.
I did too.
Before the ball could be deemed uncatchable. Like, that should have been, that should have been a flag there. So a lot of people are talking about that because it is the new pass interference rule. I thought you could challenge. I thought you could try to get the officials to drop the flag and not just pick it back up. Like, if there was a non-call on the field. But I think Al Riveron explained that you can't do it.
Initially, that's what they were going to do, I think. And people said this is going to create way too much.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to get people challenging all the time.
And people were not happy about how long this took either.
No. Yeah, I know. And but that's the thing. I'm okay with time if it gets it right.
I don't, this wasn't reviewable, the illegal contact.
Right.
It wasn't reviewable on that. So all that went for naught. But originally live in the game, to me that was interference.
I agree. It was interference. And I like the word not. Haven't heard that word in a while.
Not?
Not.
All for naught?
All for naught.
877-881-1053. Did anyone pick the Redskins on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text? Was there any Tolos that picked the other side?
I did see one that had the Redskins winning it. They said Redskins by 7 with zero explanation.
Did they follow that up with a HTTR?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.